Aircheckdownloads.com.
A little bit of Bruce for you to rock around your spruce. Bruce Springsteen. Merry Christmas, darling. And that was Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Not too long to wait now for that to happen. 8 minutes past ten. It's a Sunday morning. Lots to be doing with you today. Tell you more about what's lined up after this from La Rue. It's called Bulletproof by La Rue. We all need a bit of that about us at the moment. Bit of bulletproof. Facing the slings and arrows of misfortune of it. BBC Radio Nottingham is here to help you get through it all. And today, between now and 2 o'clock, you're going to hear from John Osborne, brilliant musician, a man who's worked with music as a kind of therapy. So we'll be thinking about how music has been brilliant this year and what sort of tunes have got him through, maybe tunes that have got you through this year and what you'll be looking forward to musically. He's also been looking at the week's news. Has John, director of Music Works, and he's noticed Strictly Come Dancing, who hasn't, and the pandemic changing our relationship with sound, not just music, but other sounds, and the positivity that people have found in responding to COVID. Some of the stories that John has picked out from the week's news. He'll be with you within the next 10 minutes on BBC Radio Nottingham. Later on, we've got Paula Routledge doing a bit of gardening, and hey, look at the weather. That's nice, bit of sunshine. Perhaps it's a day for getting a bit of fresh air while the sun remains in the sky. Of course, tomorrow is the shortest day, so it won't be too long before we can start remarking on the fact that the days are getting a little bit longer. Tomorrow is that big conjunction of the planets, isn't there, which is supposed to be a sight to behold. What else on today? Oh, a little bit of creativity, a little bit of art, a little bit of inspiration. And Lily Mae Evans from Woolerton has recorded a Christmas song called Christmas Without You, and she's going to be performing for you. And you're going to hear from Lucy Wakefield, who's artist and embroidery expert, who designed the cover for the song. So what have they been up to try to raise money for charity with a bit of art and music? You'll find out after 11 o'clock. So lots to look forward to. Welcome your comments and questions and thoughts on anything we get going on about today. 81333, NOTS is your first word when you text through to BBC Radio Nottingham for your standard network message rate, and you can call for nothing on 0800 678 3434.
On BBC One this Christmas,
the sound of
Nottinghamshire
and all the music you love.
BBC Radio Nottingham.
That was Slade. Merry Christmas, everybody, on BBC Radio Nottingham. Our heartfelt Merry Christmas wishes to you. And of course, the lyrics of that song, the sincerity, the melody, everything carries such a powerful Christmas message. Although I've been told today that was never written as a Christmas song. And well, obviously the lyrics have to do with Christmas, but when it was originally being written by Noddy Holder and the gang in Slade, it was a song that didn't mention Christmas at all. And it somehow mutated and became a much better thing. So there's a positivity we can take from the pop world, and music is so important for so many people. And my next guest is imbued in the world of music. It's John Osborne. Morning, John.
Aircheckdownloads.com.